Welcome back to the Empty Thoughts podcast. This is Andrew. Thank you for tuning in again this week. I'm joined by... I'm actually not sure who the guest is this week. I'm just going to kind of like go through my notes here. Oh, there's my guest. Okay. Hello. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I don't know if I have to push it again.
Is it Luna? No, push it again. There you go.
It's me!
Who's me?
It's Amy, your co-host!
Thank God. I've been, like, improvising for over a month.
I've been a busy gal. Lots of stuff's happening.
You need to speak on it. You have to answer to the followers. Where have you been?
I've been working a lot, but I've also just been living my hot girl summer life.
Yes, single girls. Single gal summer.
Yeah, single gal summer.
Singer gal
summer. Singer.
I was saying like a couple of weeks ago that you weren't... well, first of all, welcome back. I'm so thankful to have you back because like... I mean, like, it's great to have like Nick or someone fill in sometimes, but like they get tired of hearing me speak really early on, and it just gets kind of like... anyways, it's not where their passion lies. They don't want to sit down and record, right? So I was forcing people to.
Yeah.
Because God forbid I sit down here. I'm too nervous to, like, record an episode by myself and look at the numbers and have, like, no one listen because it was just me, right? So I always bring someone on, like, as a crush. I'm like, you know what? Well, we didn't get the numbers this week because Chioma was on.
Or yeah.
Even though we got the numbers with Chioma.
I mean, we'll see what happens after this.
Oh, yeah.
The numbers may or may not tell. Maybe we just bomb.
No, we won't, because I've always noticed, like, the episodes that we record together, which, while you were away, I actually... listen to a few of like our episodes just to kind of see like where we could improve, etc. Honestly, it was just our audio issues.
Yeah, because, it
like,
is,
and that's still going to be a work in progress. Like these mics that we're using now are great, like for picking up audio, so like that's good for now. But mm-hmm. like eventually, like we're going to need like a more like recording friendly space, right?
Yeah, like an actual space.
Yes, I'm trying to make my spare room into that, but like when you're poor and rely off of free marketplace stuff, it's a slow process.
Yeah, it is.
But we did get two chairs. Mm-hmm. So we're listening to the Halsey record. Amy got the new newer Halsey record on vinyl, so we're playing that in the background, and like I don't think I've actually listened to this from front to back before.
Oh, I have many a times.
I know that this was like the Halsey record for you.
Yeah, it was.
Me and Manic was like the one that I really mm-hmm. but yeah, no, like I mean like it's very what's the word I'm looking for?
It's edgy. Like, well, it was produced by a couple of the members of Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, it's like very alternative. Like when I was coming down the stairs, I was like, oh my god, like are they watching, like in my head I was like picturing like Little House on the Prairie or like Game of Thrones or something. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is that noise? But yeah, so this is gonna be a fun listen, I think.
I like it. I don't know about you.
Well, I know I like the song Lilith and I'm Not a Woman, I'm a God. Yeah. Like the more radio, more, you know, friendly listens.
Yeah, some of them might be a little bit more harder for you. Not hard per se, but for Andrew, yes, absolutely.
I was trying to distract, like, for a minute there I was distracted. I was like, what the hell is that noise? Like, but, yeah, no, I'm super happy to have you back. And like, honestly, like, what a great time to have you back because like it's nearing the end of summer.
Yeah.
I kind of want to like do a recap on things that have happened over the past few weeks. Kind of almost like, actually, like kind of things that have just happened like recently. Like I definitely want to chat about like the Britney Spears divorce.
Oh my gosh, yes. And we might have to have a special guest pop in for this too.
We're going to have a special guest. Nick is in studio. Just 1 second here. Sorry, I'm making Amy turn down this a little bit. I'm used to like Halsey, like, you know what I mean? Like Clementine Halsey.
Yeah.
She's a little Tumblr era gal, but like,
No, this album is not Tumblr.
No, it's not.
It's not. More like, MySpace.
Yeah, I see. You're right. I wasn't huge on MySpace though. Yeah. I was a Pixo gal.
Oh, I love Pixo.
I was doing like coding and stuff in the sixth grade.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now I can't even like do a budget.
No.
Like, where did all that knowledge go? I mean, anyways, so like, I mean, Britney's getting divorced. What else has happened? Oh, Miley's releasing new music. Selena's releasing new music.
Addison Rae
just released some tracks that like I really love.
Yeah.
I Got It Bad is the tune to listen to right now. Have you heard it?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I have not listened.
Okay, so we're going to be doing a couple of different segments because you haven't listened to any of the EP?
No.
It's only 10 minutes, the four songs.
Okay.
So I think we can go ahead and do that at some point and then come back and... We're going to do that today
yeah.
in this episode. It's important because it is... I think that there's like a trend recently or something that I've noticed and I'm sure everyone else has noticed too is like the YouTubers like kind of and TikTokers transitioning into
pop mostly. Yeah.
And it's like not good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Addison's like actually really good. And I think that like her marketing and like just like everything that she's done in the past year has been like really smart. Like just kind of like aligning herself with like pop legends. Mm-hmm. Like Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Like she's just like everyone. Like she's like kind of like noted or she's spoken like how like Sophie has influenced her music and stuff.
Interesting.
And, like, right? Like just like stuff like and you're gonna hear it in,
okay.
in the vocals and stuff, right? So
I don't know how I totally feel about Addison Rae. Just as I know, she at least was a Trump supporter.
Was she or was her dad?
She was. There's photographs of her with Donald Trump.
Okay. I mean Nick's in the studio. I did tell you guys that. Nick, what do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know, but...
Now that you do.
I mean, I don't know. Some of her music's good, but I don't... I see your side. I would have a hard time wanting to support someone that supports someone like...
Like, do you separate the art from the artist, or, like, what do you do in this situation?
I try to, but, like... I can, because I mean, like, it's not like she's, like, been recorded on videos being racist or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
Some people who are number one on the charts right now.
Yeah, well, like, I'm pretty sure she's from the South, and may potentially be, like, a Republican because of that. Like, I don't know too much information, but I did listen to a big TikTok about it today.
Okay, well, I didn't see that, so maybe we can also watch that when we listen to the tune. So I think the first order of business here is before we, because... Once we get into the Britney stuff, I think that we're just going to be getting
into the Britney stuff
into
forever.
The Britney stuff, right? So I think that right now what we're going to do is, since we've kind of done an introduction and stuff, we'll go ahead and listen to the new Addison Rae EP. Come back with those thoughts, touch a bit more on the TikTok stuff, and then we'll move the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Sounds good.
Okay. We'll be back. We're not going to insert the music, so go ahead and listen to it if you'd like.
Ourselves?
Yep, we did. Yep. We just talked to ourselves for a good five fucking minutes. Oh my god. I'm so mad. So it's okay though, because you know what? I did want to kind of start it with the for the Addison Rae. We liked it.
Mm-hmm, we did.
I don't know. I don't know if you're feeling like you want to kind of like say everything that you just said, but quickly what I was saying is I felt like her vocals sounded like Hillary Duff.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing groundbreaking. Felt like it was from like a...
Early 2000s yeah. teen drama movie.
Yeah. But yeah, besides that, like I'm excited for what's to come, I think. I don't know if she's going to continue with like this like... I don't know, like this pop sound that she's doing. Like, mm-hmm. I think she's going to stick to pop for sure.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know if she's going to, like, stick to, like, this, like, heavily auto-tuned sound that, like, you know what I mean? Like, not everyone can pull that off forever.
Yeah.
I feel like Charlie XCX does it in, like, a really tasteful way.
And, but
like,
Charlie's also super-duper talented.
Exactly. Exactly. And I feel like maybe because she's, like, aligning herself with Charlie and stuff, like, especially, like, in the music, like, with her... Like, I don't know if she's, like, trying to, like, come off as, like, their friends on a personal mm-hmm. level, but she definitely, like, kind of, like, has aligned herself, like, on a business level. And I think that, like, maybe she sees that, like, there are pop girlies out there that play a lot with auto-tune and stuff. And I think that maybe she thinks that, like, maybe there's room for her to do that forever, but, like,
yeah,
it's not.
No.
So, like, I'll let it slide for, like, these four songs. And something that you said was, like, oh, it's, like, really cohesive. And I was thinking in my head, like, if Baby Girl can't put together a 10-minute cohesive project, then she has no business.
Exactly.
No business. So, sorry, hiccup there. Yeah, I mean... Good work, Addison. But we're keeping an eye on you.
Yep.
But you got some proving to do still. Yeah, so I mean, like, we did have a lot more. We did say a lot more. We talked about, like, Dixie D'Amelio.
Yeah, and all of the other TikTok girlies. Yeah. But
I didn't press record for some reason. What I did is I pushed the sound button, like the soundboard button,
mm-hmm.
to, like, bring up the clap and then never.
Never we got press chatting. Play. Yeah, we just went straight into it real quick.
Yeah. What have we missed since you've been gone? I talked a bit about like the loneliest time, the loveliest time.
Yep.
Carly Rae Jepsen, like that was an incredible record.
Yep.
I praised highly on here. What were your thoughts on that? Do you want to touch on it quick?
I find that it, like, what I really like about Carly is that she does the like side A and side B for like all of her albums basically, and I think that's pretty cool. But like, I there were many songs that I really liked. I really enjoyed it, but like, I kept waiting for like the Joshua Tree,
yeah,
or the Anxious, and I find in Loveliest Time the songs that I love still don't amount to what those songs were for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I respect that. For me, my experience with that record is like, I'm a huge Carly Rae Jepsen fan.
Yeah.
I go hard for her. I think that like, I don't know, like I just don't know how she...
She's an underrated pop queen. I just don't get it.
She is, but like, I just don't know how she continues to improve, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would be okay with her just consistently putting out the same, just with remaining consistent, but she's consistent, like she's improving with everything.
Yeah.
Record. It's just baffling to me because like, every time I've ever sat down with a Carly Rae Jepsen record, I'm like, wow, like this is like a perfect pop record, right?
Yeah.
How could this be any better?
But like, you go on to like her Apple Music page and the number one song is Call Me Maybe. Yeah, like, come on, people.
It's bullshit. So like, on that note, like, I mean, like, yes, go listen to Carly Rae Jepsen. I'm going to say that until I'm blue in the fucking face. We actually have a playlist that I put together on Apple Music that I have linked in our bio on Instagram. It's just all of her songs that are, like, I think are amazing.
Yep.
That people should listen to. That you haven't heard on the radio or anywhere else, I would assume. Anyways, so my point from, like, I guess I was going to is, Kamikaze. That's mm-hmm. my favorite song she's ever put out. Like, I've had 4 weeks to sit with this, and, like...
I still, like, that baffles me because, you know, like, there's, like, emotion, you know?
I know. Emotion was, like, I know, trust me, I know. But Kamikaze is, like, I don't know what it is, like, that song, like, holy fuck. It's so good.
Well, me and my sister Haley, shout out to Haley, she listens to the pod. We were talking and she was like, what even is a kamikaze? Well, do you know what a kamikaze is?
From what I have gathered, I guess it's like when you crash your plane into another one?
No, it's like bombing or blowing something up.
But it's also a ride or a water slide.
At Magic Mountain.
Magic Mountain. So, I mean, it's a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I think in her...
Plane crashing into
well, when I was thinking into my, like, when I was thinking, like, what does this mean? I remember Eminem put out a record called Kamikaze, and it was just a plane on it. So I was like, maybe that's what it is.
Oh.
And, like, a theme in the song is, like, her crashing into...
Yeah, because you, crash a bomb into something.
Yeah.
So right? Like,
yeah, so that's, you know, crashing.
Yeah, crashing.
I love it. But yeah, so, like, I mean, like, that record was super good. I don't think anything else has come out since then that we've missed. The Barbie movie was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you've been on here to talk about that at all.
I don't think so either. No, but I did go. My family went and I brought my daughter. And after the movie, she bought the Margot Robbie Barbie. And then I got the Barbie record on vinyl.
Yes, and I got to listen to that at my place because she lent it to me. And it was the most beautiful record I've ever
seen. I know, the color of pink is like so vibrant.
It's insanely vibrant. I don't even like know what that color would
be called.
It's Barbie pink, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, oh my god, it's so bright. I was like, holy shit, like my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Barbie movie was like, it's still a moment.
It is just charting the box office.
Everything. It's like, I think it was...
The highest grossing film ever made by a woman director.
And all, yes, amazing. I'm not going to do the clap sound because it like lingers on for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, we're clapping. And also it was like, it's Warner Brothers' highest grossing film. It just surpassed The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Which is what came out like, what, 2010? Like two? The Dark Knight? I don't know. I can't, don't quote me on that one. Nick, do you want to look that up really quick? When The Dark Knight got released. I mean, it's kind of irrelevant. It is kind of relevant actually though, because like, I mean, like, that was a record that was held for a very long time, and like, Barbie just kind of came along and
like, everybody was going on about Barbenheimer and like 2008. Damn. And Barbie just like destroyed Oppenheimer, like, insanely.
Oppenheimer would have did a lot worse in my opinion if it weren't for the marketing
which one you seen first.
I still haven't seen Oppenheimer.
Me neither. I'm waiting for me to be able to watch it on my TV because it's a long movie.
It's 3 hours long
and a girl has to pee.
Yes. I have like restless legs, like literally, like mm-hmm. if I sit too long, like my legs would be like twitching and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kick them and like kick someone in the face and all that fun stuff. And Yeah. So I mean, I'm definitely gonna catch that, and I want to. I'm interested in the story, and like it has like an
ensemble. And like I like Christopher Nolan. He makes really great films, but it's just like, oh my god, the 3 hours is just it's getting a lot, and it's happening far too often. Every now and then, you would rarely see a 3 hour movie come up. Now, all the time, 3 hours. I can't handle it anymore. It's because of Marvel. I love Marvel. I am a Marvel nerd, but those 3 hour movies.
No, it's not it. I agree. I don't think I've ever gone into a 3 hour movie at the. Yes, I did. When I was a lot younger, I went to go see King Kong. I went to go see fucking King Kong, and that bitch was fucking long.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking long.
Yeah.
Holy fucking, it felt long.
Yeah. Absolutely. So
I haven't done that since. I literally check the times of movies before I go and buy a ticket to one.
I typically go to see all the Marvel movies in theater, but I haven't recently just because I don't really have a Marvel buddy. And I don't want to do 3 hours by myself.
Yeah, that's definitely something you want to do, like, with someone that, like, will enjoy it, too, yeah. Right? Like, you can drag someone along with you, but, like, if they're just, like, waiting to leave, it's not
the same. And, like, you need to know all of the lore. You need to know everything. Like, I'm not going with somebody who knows nothing.
I know absolutely nothing about Marvel, and I'm proud to say it. I mean, honestly, like, I've watched... Name some Marvel movies that, like, are your favorites, and I'll tell you if I even know what the fuck they are.
In Infinity War and Endgame.
I do know that those are Avenger movies.
Yes.
Yes. Those are the last ones. Endgame's the final one.
Civil War?
Civil War is Captain America.
And?
Civil War?
Yeah, it's Captain America, but it's about Captain America and Iron Man fighting.
Well, I haven't watched the movie. I just know the
title. Oh, you just know the title. Okay, do you know who Loki is?
Loki is Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He's in Thor.
He's Thor's brother.
He's in Thor, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you going with that? Okay.
I don't know, you just asked me questions. You said, do you name some Marvel movies?
Oh, okay, well, I thought, okay, so, oh, you want me to name
them? No,
some?
I just did!
Oh, that was all,
okay. I didn't name them all, like, if they're so basic, it's like Iron Man 1, 2, 3, like,
I have seen Iron Man. I know I've seen Iron Man, I've seen, like, a few Spider-Man movies, I don't know if it's the same thing.
Is
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man is Marvel, yes.
It is Marvel?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's Batman?
Batman is DC.
And that's... like the rival to Marvel.
Yeah.
Are they the same company though?
No.
Like, but like if we went up the chain, would we see that like their parent company is the same person?
No.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
And so, like Marvel, Disney owns Marvel. And I'm pretty sure Warner Brothers owns DC.
Oh, so like Marvel has that Disney money.
Yeah, they have Disney money.
Yeah, because I've seen some of their production budgets for these Avengers movies.
It's freaking insane.
$400 million?
Yeah.
And I mean like, when I look at like a movie that has that many big names in it, my first thought is like, holy fuck, how much money are they spending just on the cast?
Yeah, just.
Like, I don't know if that's factored into the budget or not. I don't think it is. Is it? Like the production budget? I would have
to. I don't know. It also depends. Like some of them like you can do contracts where like you make off of like other proceedings of, it's not like you a lump sum, you make extra too, right?
Yeah, like the Scarlett
like an Johansson. Unpredicted amount. Yeah, that fucked Scarlett Johansson though. Sorry, this is not going to be PG. I just said the F word.
Oh no, it's never PG. I don't think that our podcast is even advertised to anyone under 18 actually, because I have it marked as explicit.
Okay, cool.
Because I really like to say whatever I want on there. Yeah. And also I was looking at our like demographics, and we have our demographics are all over the place, but not a single person, like not even 1% is under 17.
Okay. So cool.
So I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, we're good to go.
I mean, I would like to get some of the younger queer people like listening to our podcast. Like just the like the ones that I would hope to reach are the ones that are like feeling like how maybe so one of us would have felt back in high school. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when we were just, like looking for an escape. Like my escape was Lady Gaga's music, but that was like way before podcasts were ever like huge and stuff, right?
Oh
like,
yeah.
I mean, like
imagine back in the day if podcasts were like they are now, and like how many gays would have like fan podcasts back then? Because like the fandoms back in the day were way crazier than they are now.
I know, like I see a lot of people like talking like all this shit about how people are showing up to see Taylor Swift and stuff like that, and I get it, like, over her privacy, but like this is not been seen since like the early 2000s, but like this is the norm. Like when a celebrity is really big, like people fucking flock to go see them. I mean, you're spending thousands to be in the same stadium as her, so how dare you be like, okay, I would never go watch her walk into a house on the side of the street. Like, yes, you would, bitch. Don't fucking lie.
Exactly. Like, I remember back when we were kids, like, you know, like the Backstreet Boys, and how like crazy everybody would get. So, like, you know, it's.
Well, my mind goes back to Britney Spears. Britney Spears was so massive.
Yeah.
So absolutely massive. 2007, 2008. Like, she still is, but like.
It was a different level.
It was a different level, and it's beyond what Taylor Swift is at right now. Like it was just insanity.
Yeah.
Insanity. Like, people were like, and they were also trying to, like, provoke her, too. So it added, like, another layer of shit, too.
Yeah.
It, yeah, Britney Spears. I feel like I talk a lot about Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. Like, I do, and I can't help it. But, like, I mean,
she's a hot topic lately. There's lots happening.
She's been a hot topic for, like, a few years. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that because, like, the more that we talk about her and the more we keep her, like, in our mouths and, like, you know, in publications and stuff, I feel like it makes it harder for people to try to kill her or, you know, silence her or,
yeah,
you know, put her back into conservatorships or whatever, because there are some bitches after her money and they have been forever.
Yep. And speaking about after her money.
Okay, we are using the clapping emoji for this because, you know what? It's been known since, like, for years that Sam has been on the conservatorship payroll.
Yes.
So, Britney's getting a fucking divorce from this shady-ass fucker. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. That's just how I feel. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, yes, like, round of applause. But, like, also...
But, like, why also? Like, do you think she was forced to get married?
I think that the wedding was a fucking sham.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, first of all, like, who were these people at her wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, obviously we know who they are. We know who Madonna is.
Yeah.
We know who these people are as individuals, yes, but...
But why? Yeah.
And Britney has said...
The only one that really makes sense is Paris Hilton.
Yeah. That's the only one that makes sense, but Paris is, like, super shady. Like, Paris, you know, is a shady character.
Yeah.
Like, she has a lot of racist... Just a racist past.
Yep.
She is very entitled. She's mm-hmm. a fucking spoiled cunt. But, you know, there are some... I used to live on the simple life and stuff. And had you asked me even a month ago what my thoughts were on Paris Hilton, that wouldn't have been my answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I dislike Paris Hilton because, like, I mean, like, she was, like, my idol in a way growing up. Like, literally, like, I loved her. But, like, I can see now, like, that I've, like, actually did a little research of my own. That, like, she's actually not that good of a person.
No.
Like, she still, like, actively, like, supports, like, rapists. Like, she works with Dr. Luke still.
Yep.
Just, like, what, you know, the list goes on.
Yes.
With Paris Hilton. So, like, I guess she stayed silent for 10 years while Britney was being abused and, mm-hmm. like, used as a workhorse. Like, I just don't get that.
Everybody stayed silent.
I know, but, like, the only person that's, like, publicly, like, come forward and said that, like, they were good friends with Britney this whole time and in contact with her through the whole conservatorship is Paris.
Yeah.
Everyone else apparently had no access to her.
Right? Exactly.
So it's like, okay, like, you did nothing?
Yeah. Like, I feel like Britney would have confided in her. I don't know. We don't know for sure.
We don't know, but girly, we're people that don't even know Britney. We're 10,000 times removed from the situation and we only have access to what's on the internet and we saw what was going on.
True.
And by we, I mean, like, the fucking whole entire world.
Yeah.
So to be someone with intimate knowledge of her situation and, like, to see her and talk to her, there's no way you couldn't have known.
Exactly.
Even if you are, like, dumb ass Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, according to her, that's all an act.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyways, like, so Britney's getting divorced. Thank God. But he's trying to extort her, I guess.
Yes.
He's saying that, like, he's gonna, like, release, like, say some really embarrassing things about her.
And then he tried to I saw a publication said that he, like, tried to backtrack and that's not what he said. But everything's all over the place. And I don't think I can believe a word he says.
I would never believe him. He seems super shady. And he was on the payroll.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but, like, also, like, I was, like, speculating as to, like, whether Britney was even, like, with us anymore. And I know that, like, sounds kind of crazy. But,
mm-hmm.
like, at this point, I believe anything. Because, like, everything that, like, sounds super far-fetched and, like, a conspiracy before actually ended up being true.
Yep.
In the situation with Britney and her conservatorship. So, like, when I start to, like, look into, like, how, like, they were, like, using, like, deepfake technology and stuff, like, for her videos and stuff, like, very blatantly, like, AI isn't good with, like, making fingers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, like, it was, like, people caught on.
Yeah.
So I was questioning, like, if she was even with us. But, like, I saw a photo of her out, no bra on, hair down, drinking a Buzz Ball, like, these, like, drinks that they sell in the U.S. just a couple days ago.
And, yeah.
Like, that's the first time that, like, I was like, okay, wait, like, that's Britney.
Like, really?
Yes. Like, where I was like, okay, like, that's Britney Spears. Like, and that's, like, I don't know. Like, I'm still not convinced that the person that we're seeing
in, like, her TikToks
and her Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
I don't... I just don't believe that's her.
No, me neither.
And if it is her, like, I mean, like, maybe, like, her old videos that she took, like, when she was, like...
It doesn't look like her. Like, people keep pointing out there's so many, like, features. Like, her teeth.
The teeth for me. The teeth don't just shift like that.
No, like, that much. That and she much. Always had, like, such nice... Like, there's... Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes absolutely no fucking sense. And so the teeth, also just, like, the lack of her ever... It was always, like, behind, like, a screen, like, that she would say something, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
It was always, like, behind, like, a Instagram post and stuff instead yeah. of, like, just going, like, to do a sit-down interview with, like, you know, whoever she
and, like,
to,
even, or... like, the... For her book, like, the promo video for her book that she did where, like, there's, like, two different videos using the same audio. Have you seen those?
I haven't seen that, but I was wondering what the hell was up with the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's a really old picture.
Yeah.
I'm not buying the book.
No.
I'm not purchasing that book. Like, no. I don't believe that the money's going to Britney. I don't believe that she's speaking her full truth in there.
Yeah.
Until I hear, like, you know what? I'll get the tidbits and shit online, and if it's explosive, like, she's... or people around her are claiming it is,
yeah,
then I'll purchase the book and I'll fucking read it.
Yeah.
But until then, I don't know. And she's got to be naming names, and she's got to be dragging some bitches into the mud, or else it's not actually her.
Exactly.
Because she's pissed.
Yeah. And if it wasn't her, if it's sugar-coated, we know.
And I heard that, like, Justin Timberlake and Colin Farrell and a few other people that she was romantically linked to back in the day used their lawyers to get her to stop. It was supposed to come out in January, and they had the publication of it halted so that they could read through it, and apparently, like, 30 some odd pages actually aren't in the final book. So
interesting.
Very interesting, very shady. I get my information also, like, on TikTok mm-hmm. and Twitter too.
I mean, like, I understand, like, them wanting to, like, save face, but, like, why would you do that if there wasn't something shady that you probably did that was going to be written about?
Like, it'd have to be pretty fucking horrible. Like, I mean, it can't be something super, like, mundane, like, oh, he cheated on me and broke my heart. Like,
yeah.
No. It'd be pretty fucking shitty, whatever they're trying to hide, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I don't trust anyone in her past. I've actually, like, was... Shout out to Nikki if you're listening. I saw she wanted NSYNC to release music, and I was like, girl... No, we don't want NSYNC to release no goddamn music. We want Justin Timberlake to burn in a goddamn pit.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, what? Why? And I was like, what the fuck? And I'm just like, sometimes I'm very shocked by, like, how... I just feel like everybody in the world has, like, the intimate knowledge that we do on the situation, but they fucking don't.
They don't.
It's not on the news and stuff like I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, like, it's just weird that, like, in 2023, like, we're still doing podcasts and stuff like this to educate people. Like, why are they, like, I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like,
yeah.
Who are they paying? TMZ is, like, actively always trying to, like, ruin Britney. It's super fucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Well, you know, I feel like the world's always been against her.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think in, like, 2007, 2008 was, like, the worst. Well, I'm going to pause this really quick. All right, sorry guys. I had to get Amy to move it to her back porch because we went outside earlier and she forgot to turn her AC back on. And I had 2 Red Bulls earlier. I'm crashing from that. Plus, I'm overweight, so I was just starting to burn up a little bit in there. But I feel good now.
Yeah, it is a little bit warm in there.
It's a little warm. It's okay though. You're gonna sleep good tonight because you're gonna be all nice and toasty. But yeah, we were talking about Britney. We don't trust any of the snakes around her. Zoe 102, what the hell was that? I've heard nothing about that.
Is it out or is it still, like...
It's out. Came out July 31st, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no interest.
Check the light. Is it on?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay, sweet. You know, I have no interest either. Yeah, I don't even know, like, what else there is to talk about besides Britney. I love her. Support her if you can. I don't even know how we could, like, support her without also lining the pockets of
everybody else,
right? So I don't know,
it's really hard. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, I think the best way to support her is to, like, not support the people around her. So, like, don't support anyone that's, like, managed by Larry Rudolph. Don't support anyone that's managed by Lou M. Taylor, which is hard because, like, some of the biggest names in the world are cough the damn Kardashians.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck. How else? Don't support Jamie Lynn Spears. Unfollow these bitches on social media, you know, like, hit them in their wallets, and Britney will thrive that way too, right? So yeah. Amy, thank you for coming back. Do you want to sign us off since you've not chatted with anyone in a minute? Sorry, guys. We got a heat stroke and it kind of like...
Yeah,
it
kind of messed us up.
Yeah. But when I realized we weren't recording, I had like a hot flash and I was like, oh my God. I was like, can I go on?
Anyways, thank you everybody for putting up with Andrew while I was away.
Facts.
We really appreciate it. Period. I'm really happy to be back. And our schedule will be a bit different, so I'll hopefully be able to be on every time we record going forward. But yeah.
If not, I'm demanding that she record a little voice note that I can insert into the episodes because people are mad.
Yeah.
Like every week I'm like, oh, Amy's here in a couple days, and like Choma's on. Or Nick.
But I promise to be around more often.
I feel like it's not your fault either, right?
Yeah,
like,
honestly. I mean,
it's not. Just,
there's so much.
It's life. And then yeah. Also, like, there comes times, like, where we set a date. And I'm, like, also, like, I need a nap and stuff,
yeah.
Right? So,
you know.
It's what it is. But we're going to try for every 2 weeks. I think that's pretty doable. I think that we're going to try to get something out next week really quickly, even if we just, like, do it over a voice call, because there is a lot of music being released.
Yep.
Miley, Selena, Ariana. Who else? I guess there's like a new Drake album coming out. I don't care about that. Yeah, so we'll chat about that. And anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. Follow us on Facebook. Or sorry, not Facebook. Don't follow us there because we don't have a Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram. I swear to God that he did something. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us
on Apple Music.
Follow us here on Spotify or Apple or Amazon or wherever the hell you're listening. Rate us 5 stars. Share it with your friends. Subscribe. All of the things. Download. Okay, bye.
Bye.